In our previous show, we began a serious discussion about the concept of mutiv shei shogin v'hayei mezidin. And we spoke at the end of that shir about the machloikas harishonim already. When do we employ this concept of mutiv shei shogin v'hayei mezidin? Some rishonim say it's only applicable by the rabbonans, and even that we said with, from the Yad Ramah, with certain conditions. Certain rishonim say that it applies even by daraisa, but the opinion of most rishonim, interesting, the Balaita, the Rajba, the Meiri, the Rosh, the Ran, is, and that's the opinion of the Ramah, and Aruch Chaim Simen Tov Reish Ches Sif Beis, that there's a difference between what type of daraisas. Daraisas that are not mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk, which was the subject that we started speaking about in our previous shir, the subject of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, that then, even though it is an Issa Daraisa, but since the Issa is not mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk, there we say the concept of the Mutiv Shei Shogigim Vayehei Mezidin. But something that's mentioned beferish in the Pasuk, there we have an obligation to say something under all circumstances. And there we say, and we don't say Mutiv Shei Shogigim Vayehei Mezidin. The Shalos Tshuvos Ginus V'Rodim says, what about if the Isser is mentioned in the Torah, but the details of the Isser, which is obviously commonly the case, is not mentioned? What is the halacha then? So he says, then you should say something. What about if it's something that's learned out through one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatayr in the Dreshes Behem? That we know throughout Shas that if you learn something through a Kavachoymer, or you learn something through a Gzeir Shava, the Gemara gives it the status of Deraisa. Still says the Prima Godim that they're not considered a full-fledged Deraisa. The Lam Tes Melachos in Shabbos, which certainly have a din in the of Deraisa, but as the Gemara Masech to Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes on the base teaches us, they're not considered the Raisa. We learn it from the Mishkan. So the Chavis Yor and the Karen Oira both say that they're not considered like something that's mentioned beferish in the Torah. The Goyin Hashash, the Goyine Hashas from Yosef Engel, however, disagrees, because he says you can't compare Malach Shabbos to Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Tosfos Yom Kippurim, there is no Issa Beferish in the Torah at all. However, when we speak about Malach on Shabbos, the Torah clearly tells us that one may not do Malach on Shabbos. We just don't know what is or isn't included in the category of Malach. And therefore, it is considered something Beferish in the Torah. Rabbi Kiveger is not quite sure how to consider Chatzis Shir. Is Chatzis Shir, we know throughout the Shas, the Gemara says Chatzis Shir, Osam and Atoira. Is that considered a Deraisa Derabonim? The Bir Halacha in Simen Tov Reish Ches, Divrei Maskel Avol, says that this whole rule of Mutiv Shei Shogigim V'Hayei Mezidin was only said when somebody violated an Isser, when it was Derech Mikra. It was a coincidence. But if somebody who is totally non-observant, he's Mechal Shabbos V'Feresia, he's Oichel Neveilus Lahachas, he's not considered Amitzecha. The Pasuk says, Hachech Tachichas Amitzecha. A person who acts in this way is not considered Amitzecha, and there's no Chiv at all to give him Toichacha. He's not quite sure how to treat someone who's oichon veils the teyovin or is mechal Shabbos, not the Feresia. The Ksav Sofer wants to differentiate, this is Ksav Sofer that I quoted in the previous shir, Eirachayim Sim Nun Zayin wants to differentiate between men and women. Because we know, and we spoke about this previously, that a very big part of the Chi of Teichocha connects to the din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazer. So he says, since only by men there's the rule, which is a shayla in itself, but we paskin that only by men there's a din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazer, not by women. So he wants to say, maybe only by women do we say Mutav Shei Shogim V'Aleihem Mizidin, because anyway, our level of responsibility to prevent them from doing an Aveira is much less, because there's no din of Arvis by women. But by men, where there is a concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, so there maybe we don't have a heter of Mutav Shei Shogim V'Aleihem Mizidin. But he says, if you look in the Gemara, for the Gemara it seems that by men it also applies, that's our Gemara. And on the other hand, you can make an argument the other way. He says, what does Kol Yisrael Reim Zelazah mean? He says, Kol Yisrael Reim Zelazah means that if somebody else does an Aveira, I will be held responsible for the Aveira that he did. And therefore, I will be held responsible. So maybe I should not say anything, because if I say something and then they still won't listen to what I say, then it'll turn out that they're doing the Aveira B'mezit, and I will be held responsible for the Aveira that he does B'mezit. But by women, even if they don't listen and they end up violating and they end up doing the Aveira B'mezit, there's still no Arevis. So therefore the risk of what will happen if they don't listen is much less. So again, the Ksav Sofer wants to say that there may be a difference in this halacha of Mutav Shei Shogim V'Aleihem Mizidin between men and women, but at the end he says that he's not sure, and therefore it seems that it applies by men and women equally. The Ritva says that there's Machloikus Ritva and Taisus. Ritva says that this din of Mutav Shei Shogim V'Aleihem Mizidin is only by an Issa Asay, where they're violating a Mitzvah Asay. But if we see people violating an Issa Lav, there we don't say Mutav Shei Shogim V'Aleihem Mizidin. Taisus disagrees. The Tashbatz says that this concept that we're establishing, a Mutav Shei Shogim V'Aleihem Mizidin, is only when most people, are over this Aveira B'Shogig. But if it's only a small minority who are over B'Shogig, and if we won't say anything to them, there's a real concern that other people are going to learn from them, because that's the way of the world, the Tashbat says. Unfortunately, people learn bad habits quicker than learning good habits. So therefore, he says, in such a case, we should say something that it shouldn't cause a situation that people should learn to do the wrong thing. The Beis Yosef in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, Divrei HaMaskul Dvorim, says, Bal Nafesh Yochish Lahachmal Atzmai, a Bal Nefesh should try to avoid relying on the het of Mutav Shei Shogim V'Aleihem Mizidin. Along the lines of what we quoted from the Tashbatz, that the Tashbatz said that whenever we want to apply the concept of Mutav Shei Shogim V'Aleihem Mizidin, we also have to take into consideration the concern that people are going to, if we don't say anything, people may learn from you, says the Sefer Chassidim, that's why the rule of Mutter Shei Shogvei Mezidim only applies in a private area. But in the shul, there you always have to say, what you have to say. The Bach in Yerideya, Simon Shin Gimel, says that the chiyuv to prevent somebody from doing an aveira is a chiyuv derabbanan, based on the pasuk of lifnei iver leisitin michshol. And he says it's not a deraisa de lifnei iver, because the situation of lifnei iver that the Torah speaks about is when I actively put a michshol in front of someone else. In a situation where he's doing something and I'm not actively in any way participating in that aveira, that isn't a lifnei iver. And therefore, the obligation to tell somebody who's doing something wrong not to do it is only with the Rabbanim. The Shagas Aryeh disagrees. The Shagas Aryeh says that the chiyuv to stop somebody from doing an aveira is a chiyuv deraisa. And the Ksav Sofer explains, because besides the dinner of lifnei iver leisita michshol, there's a chiyuv toichacha. The Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Ches Ois Hei says, Avel Afrushi Misura Huktsas Mitzvah, to stop somebody from doing an aveira, it's somewhat of a mitzvah. Avel im enem afish chaveri, if you don't stop him, im enem achshila biyadayim, if you don't actively cause him to do the aveira, ena oisa shemisser, it's not considered you're doing an aveira. Im yedeya, if you'll know shena makabel teichacha, hashachiach v'lo kibah v'lo avaklal, or you gave him osra and he didn't do what you said.